amen. What a tremendous blessing it has already been just being in church on this Easter Sunday. And so praise the Lord for it. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, if you would, if you're able to turn there with me, Luke chapter 24, and then stand with me as you find that. Luke chapter 24. We're going to be reading verses 1 down to verse 8. The Bible says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. It came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words." And let's pray. Father, we bow before you now. And again, Lord, what a blessing it is to be in church today. Thank you for all that have come through the doors of this Lighthouse Baptist Church and are here today to worship a resurrected Savior. I pray, God, that you would just continue to meet with us. I ask, God, that you would anoint me at this point, that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. He is not here, but is risen. And that next word that the angel said unto the disciples that were there was remember. Remember. And then verse 8 it says, and they did. They remembered his words. I'd like to preach a message to you this morning that I've just simply entitled, Remembering the Resurrection. Remembering the resurrection, we find here in this passage of scripture in Luke's account, they were instructed to do just that. Remember. Now, Jesus had prepared them when he was walking with them before he ever went to the cross. He had been teaching them and presenting to them the fact that he would be arrested and he would be crucified. They had already experienced that. And as they experienced that, they were no doubt fearful and confused, thinking that he had been the Messiah that would lead them to world kingdom once again. And yet they saw him bleed, suffer, and die on Calvary's cross. But something that they had not remembered up to this point would have been the truth of his resurrection. Possibly the most important thing for them to have remembered would have been the resurrection. This morning, 2,000 years later, on the first day of the week, we have assembled here at the Lighthouse Baptist Church. Everyone here, you came to this church service. As you're here in this service, can I ask you a question? How often do you think about the resurrection? Just be honest, I'm not going to have you stand and give a testimony. I'm not going to hold you accountable to whatever it might be. I want you to start out by receiving the message that I believe God has for us through this passage of Scripture by preparing your own heart. How often do you think about the resurrection of Jesus Christ? I'd be the first to confess to you this morning that I don't think about it as often as I should. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. That's always being aware of the presence of God in all of life. From the moment you get up in the morning to you lay your head down at night, being aware of the presence of God. Being aware of the presence of God would begin with knowing that Jesus is God. That he was there in the beginning of creation because he was part of the creation of all things. And that he became flesh. God became flesh, became man and dwelt among us. Lived a sinless, perfect life and then laid his life down as a sacrificial lamb. Was buried for 3 days and resurrected. Now, most of us here, can I tell you, probably because you're in church this morning and you might have thought about this being Easter. And Easter is symbolic. It's a day that we have set aside to acknowledge the fact that Jesus resurrected from the dead. So you might have thought about the resurrection when you consider if there is a God. Out of all the hundreds of religions and thousands of philosophies, which has a truth? Churches on every street corner. You could have went to any church this morning. No one forced you to come here unless your wife grabbed a hold of your ear and said you're going. Or your mom might have done the same thing. But you would have stopped and thought about, why am I going to a Baptist church? Why am I going to a Christian denomination? And it might have been because of the day that it is. It's a day called Easter, and on the Christian calendar, it has been there to acknowledge the fact that we believe that there was a day when, and it was a first day of the week, when Jesus resurrected from the grave. I've been to Israel. I've been at the Garden Tomb. It was very meaningful. It was a tremendous blessing to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed and wept drops of blood. And then to visit that actual location where the body of God, who had become man, laid. And to see that it's still open, the stone is still rolled away 2,000 years later. And people from all over the world go to that location to view an empty tomb, which symbolizes that he is risen. Can I tell you, today in the United States of America, which is a no doubt, if you have not been blinded by the world, you know is a Christian nation. Just look at the calendar that we have, the Christian calendar. Not only does it acknowledge the fact that Jesus was born, a virgin birth on Christmas is a day that we have acknowledged as a nation that there was a time when Christ was born and there was a time when Christ was crucified, buried, and resurrected. It's on the calendar. I was witnessing to a man Friday, inviting him to come to church. And I said, it's Easter. Do you know what Easter stands for? He didn't know. Many associate it with a bunny, a rabbit, candy. Sad. He did not know that Easter represented the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're slowly but surely losing all of our identity as a Christian nation. And praise God for the church that holds to that truth. Yeah. So no doubt you might think of the resurrection when you're considering what is true. Christianity, the only religion, and it's really not a religion, it's a faith that has a living Savior. Yeah. You might think about the resurrection when you're in need of God's help. Who do I pray to? Do I pray to a cross? And most of the time, the cross that you might be bowing down and praying to has Christ still on the cross. My Savior is not on the cross. He come off the cross. And he resurrected from that grave. Do you pray to through a saint? As some religions and even Christian religions, they will teach you that you can pray to the Father through any saint that you can identify with. That's not Bible. And why would you want to pray through a man, a saint, when you have the Savior, a resurrected Savior to pray through? We pray to God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son in the power of God the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible teaches. Amen. You might think about the resurrection when you truly are needing to get a hold of a God, that you're looking for a miracle. You're looking for God to do something that man cannot do for you. You might think about the resurrection that was proof positive that Jesus was who he said he was, and that is the only begotten Son of God. One of a kind. Never before was there a virgin born man. Never again. He was one of a kind. Don't pray to an image. You look to a resurrected Savior. You might be thinking about it, and you might think about the resurrection when you face the reality of death. And is there something beyond it? Is heaven real? We would love to believe that heaven is real. But if you believe in heaven, you have to believe in hell. Because the very same Savior that revealed that there's a heaven revealed that there's a hell. What happens when a person dies? A resurrected Savior knows. Yeah. How often do you think about the resurrection? So you might have this thought, why should I remember? Why is it in the Bible that the first thing that the angels tell them to do is remember? The first reason that we should remember Christ's resurrection is because Jesus' coming was a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. There's much of the prophecies in the Old Testament, but one of my favorite to read is found over in Isaiah chapter 53. In Isaiah chapter 53, the prophet Isaiah prophesying something that he really did not fully understand himself, but he was prophesying what the Spirit of God had revealed to him to prophesy. In Isaiah chapter 53, somewhat recorded, listen to this now, recorded some 4,000 years ago. Which then was fulfilled some 2,000 years ago. And is still very much visible for us to see by history that it was fulfilled. Isaiah chapter 53, it says this, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We're like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgressions of my people, which he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in the land. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." 4,000 years ago. Luke in chapter 18. Christ came. And this is what he taught his disciples that they were to have remembered. Luke 18, verse 31. "Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted upon." The Gentiles, because they had the crucifixion. That's how their punishment of death was, through the crucifixion, which was prophesied that he would be crucified on a cross, a tree. "And they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again." After his resurrection, chapter 24 and verse 44. "And he said unto them," now this is him meeting with them after the resurrection, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." It's always been God's plan. It's always been God's revelation to mankind. And he says, "Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures." Wow. Why should I remember the resurrection? Because it's the fulfillment of prophecy. You cannot deny that. If you understand it's a fulfillment of prophecy, then your faith is going to be strong. And you'll want to remember the resurrection. Remembering the resurrection, maybe because it's what the angel told them to do. If you would have followed their lives after the crucifixion or during the crucifixion when he was arrested, they were scattered abroad. They were fearful. They were hiding from the authorities in fear of they would be the next ones to be crucified. They were troubled, discouraged, living in fear. And the angels said, what you need is remember. Remember what he told you. Remember what he taught you. Remember. You see, because it would be truth that can and will help us in all our times of need. What they needed more than anything else is just to remember the scriptures, remember what he told them, remember the fact that, yes, he would die. He told you he was going to go. He told you he was going to be crucified. But he also told you something that will change your life, that will help you whatever to face whatever you got to face, is he resurrected from the dead. That's the same thing we need today, whether you understand it or not. That's what you need. Because it's true. It's undeniable truth that can and will help us. Hebrews in chapter 4, let me read this to you. Write it down so you can study it. But Hebrews in chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It's the word of God that's there that can help you. The Bible says, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, in God's sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. God sees it all. He understands it all. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, our belief and profession and reception of Christ. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, that is, tried and tempted like as we are. Whatever trial you might be going through, yet without sin, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. That's prayer. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When you're in need and you understand that Jesus Christ loves you, you understand that he paid for your sin debt on Calvary's cross, and you have an opportunity to believe in him and receive him as your personal Lord and Savior, that realizing that once you have received him, he comes to dwell within you and he gives you an open communication line to God the Father through him. You'll remember his resurrection when you need him, when you desire help from him, because you realize the resurrection was proof that Jesus taught the truths of God. To know that we have a living Savior who is listening. What? If you can believe that. What a comfort, what a strength, what a help, What grace in time of need. Are you remembering? Are you remembering? Lastly, this morning, why should I remember? And I love this thought, because good things happen when we do. You know, we are to remember. He said that I'm going to go to the cross. Yeah, didn't want that to happen. I don't want to focus on the suffering, but it's real. But I do want to remember. I want to focus more on the resurrection. Because good things happen. They remembered his death. They remembered his burial. And they were fearful. And they were hiding. And they were discouraged. But when they heard the truth and they remembered his sayings of the resurrection, it changed their lives. Amen. Matthew would say over in Matthew chapter 28, as he gives Matthew's account of the resurrection, but afterwards in chapter 28 in verse 6, it says this: he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and ye shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher. Look right here. It says, with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples words. His word. That fear there is different than what you might be thinking. That fear there is a holy awe and reverence of Jesus being God. Yeah. They had a fear of persecution, a fear of a lot of things when he was crucified. But now that they visited the tomb and they were told that he was not there, he was risen, and they were instructed to remember what he taught them. And when they remembered and they put it all together, they understand this is the Messiah. And they had a holy awe of reverence for who he is. We need that same thing today. When we are facing a world of antichrist, and it's going to get worse. Antichrist is simply anti the teachings of Christ. Even in a Christian nation, we are losing our identity because there are those that are so boisterous and so out there in trying to keep everybody from remembering our roots, remembering our history, understanding that this is a Christian nation and Jesus Christ resurrected from the grave to prove it. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. He's the only way to heaven. He's the only way to the Father. You can't get to the Father in no other way than through remembering the resurrection and allowing that to help you to understand and to know beyond the shadow of doubt he's the Savior. Fear. And I love that great joy. When you have joy, your heart just is excited. You have good thoughts. You're happy. You're rejoicing. When you have great joy, it's all that magnified where you can't hold it in. When you truly understand the resurrection and what it means to you today, you're not going to be able to hold it in. You're wanting everyone to understand you need to know the Savior. You need to look to him, and we need to focus on him. resurrected. John chapter 14, I got to close here, but John chapter 14, I love it. This is what he had told them that they had somewhat also forgot, but now because they know him to be the Savior, the resurrected Savior, they can now believe this and understand this. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me, because he was God, manifested in the flesh. In my Father's house are many mansions. There is a place in heaven. There is a place where there are mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. There's coming a day when we're going to be with our Lord and Savior 24/7. There'll never be a time when we'll be without him. There'll never be a time when we'll ever have any more sorrows. We will not suffer anymore. The resurrection. His teachings are true. If the resurrection is true, and it is, all of his teachings are true. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Remembering the resurrection can change your life. Whatever you're facing, in the midst of having to face that trial, remember the Savior. Remember the resurrection. Whatever your need, in the midst of your need, remember the resurrection. What you're fearful over, what you're anxious over, what you're worried about. Society today, there's a lot to be fearful of and a lot to be worried about if we're not remembering the resurrection. What's going to happen over in around the world, in Ukraine? How's China going to play into this? How's Russia? Is Russia going to send some kind of a nuclear warhead? Is it coming to the United States? Are we going to have to face that? Listen to me. There's so many things in the world that if you allow it to, will take away all your peace. Unless you remember the resurrection. If you remember the resurrection, you remember he has a plan and a purpose. He's going to come back. There's going to be tribulation. I won't be here on the earth. I'm going to ever be with him. We're going to come back. He is the Messiah. He will establish a rule on this earth. So the world is not going to be destroyed until at least 1,007 years. Do I have to worry about global warming for a year, for 1,007 years? After 1,007 years, if Christ comes back today, it's going to be warm because it's going to be burned up. The Bible says, as by fire, it will be destroyed. But we will live forever in a place of glory. Amen. A place of that. No matter what you're facing today, what you need to do, remember the resurrection. How long has it been? Can I tell you, the Bible says on the first day of the week, they've been assembling on the first day of the week ever since. Because the first day of the week becomes the Lord's day. The first day of the week is how you start out the rest of the week in church. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, because it's the first day of the week that you are reminded to remember every Sunday. How often do you remember? Can I tell you? He established his church and the day for his church to assemble so that you can at least be reminded to remember every week. And once you're reminded, to remember on Sunday. Hopefully, you can remember it 7 days a week. Are we remembering what God wants us to remember concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ? If I could have every head bowed. It is true. When you're thinking about truth, you got to remember the resurrection. When you're thinking about what does it take for me to be saved, you got to remember the resurrection. When you're thinking of what I need, who do I look to for my need, you need to think of the resurrection this morning. Is it on your mind? Are you saved? Are you living for Him? Let's remember the resurrection. Father, we bow before You and love You, Lord. Thank You for the truth. Thank You for the resurrection, for the empty tomb. Thank You for this, the Lord, today that we assemble ourselves together because You've instructed us to do that so that we might be reminded to remember. Help us. God, help everyone that's here to focus on remembering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.